Hello, my name is Kate Brand, and it's my pleasure to read God's Word with you today as we journey through the season of Advent and our devotional guide called Threads of Promise. Today is Wednesday, December 24th, and I hope that you're able to celebrate Christmas Eve with Mountain Brook Baptist Church at 3 p.m., 5 p.m., or 7 p.m. Right now, we are focusing our attention on the promise that Christ has died as we look at prophecies about his birth and death and the stories in the gospel that show the fulfillment of these prophecies. Today, I'll be reading Luke chapter 22, verses 1 through 23, and offering my devotional thoughts on the passage, and I'll be reading from the NIV. Let us read together, remembering that Christ has died, Christ is risen, and Christ will come again. Luke 22, starting in verse 1. Now, the festival of unleavened bread, called the Passover, was approaching, and the chief priests and the teachers of the law were looking for some way to get rid of Jesus, for they were afraid of the people. Then Satan entered Judas, called Iscariot, one of the 12. And Judas went to the chief priests and the officers of the temple guard and discussed with them how he might betray Jesus. They were delighted and agreed to give him money. He consented and watched for an opportunity to hand Jesus over to them when no crowd was present. Then came the day of unleavened bread, on which the Passover lamb had to be sacrificed. Jesus sent Peter and John, saying, "Go and make preparations for us to eat the Passover." "Where do you want us to prepare for it?" they asked. He replied, "As you enter the city, a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him to the house that he enters, and say to the owner of the house, 'The teacher asks, where is the guest room, where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' He will show you a large room upstairs, all furnished. Make preparations there." They left and found things just as Jesus had told them, so they prepared the Passover. When the hour came, Jesus and his apostles reclined at the table, and he said to them, "I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I will not eat it again until it finds fulfillment in the kingdom of God." After taking the cup, he gave thanks and said, "Take this and divide it among you. For I tell you, I will not drink again from the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes." And he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after the supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you. But the hand of him who is going to betray me is with mine on the table. The Son of Man will go as it has been decreed, but woe to that man who betrays him." They began to question among themselves which of them it might be who would do this. This devotional is titled A Gift for All People. Luke 22 describes the Last Supper when Jesus and his disciples are gathered to eat the Passover meal, a meal which commemorates the Israelites' liberation from slavery in Egypt with the sacrifice of a lamb. This symbolic event, perfectly timed by God, signified the impending sacrifice of Jesus for the sins of all humanity. Luke chapter 22, verses 19 through 20 tells us that Jesus took the bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you." Not only does Jesus' birth in Bethlehem, which means house of bread in Hebrew, fulfill the prophecies, but it also gives foreshadowing to the Last Supper and Jesus as the bread of life. This Eucharist meal provides a way for us to remember his sacrifice for us and for him to remain sacramentally present with us. That is not the only way God links the two events, however. The more I read the Bible and learn, the more I see how much God is in the details, in the foreshadowing, and in the unexpected. The Last Supper mirrors the same humility that is seen at Jesus' birth, when he washes his disciples' feet, all while underscoring that this sacrificial love from God is for all people, from the diverse group at his birth to the diverse group at the table of the Last Supper. from the birth of Jesus to the Last Supper and on to Jesus' sacrificial death that pays the debt for our sins, we are given a gift, the gift of God's overwhelming, never-ending, and perfect love and redemption. It is the most important gift you can ever receive. This Christmas Eve, as you prepare your heart to celebrate the gift of Jesus that comes on Christmas Day with his birth, remember the stage that it sets for the Last Supper, another evening before the greatest gift ever given. Will you pray with me? Heavenly Father God, thank you for the gift of love you have given us in Jesus. We see your love for us echoed throughout his life, from his birth to his death. We ask that you open our eyes and our hearts and help us to receive this gift. Bless us, Lord, with the knowledge of your will, a heart for you, and a heart for all people. Amen.